Hillel was very poor, but he did not really mind. The words of Torah were the riches that he wanted to find.
There was once a very wonderful man, a big tzaddik. His name was Hillel. He used to go out every day, chop wood, and try to sell it. People would buy it to make a fire to keep them warm. You see, children, in those days, they didn't have radiators where you just push a button and nice warm heat comes up. You had to make the fire with wood. Every single day, after a long, hard day of work, Hillel went to the yeshiva. At the door of the yeshiva, there was a watchman who said, "Give me a coin and I'll let you come in to learn Torah." And if you didn't have the money, you could not come in to learn that day. One Friday, poor Hillel could not sell any wood. No one needed it, because they had already bought wood from someone else. So Hillel had no money for the yeshiva. When he came to the door, he asked, "May I come in to learn Torah today?" "Of course," said the watchman. "Just give me your coin." "I'm sorry," said Hillel. "I have no money today. But couldn't I just come in to learn?" "Oh, no. If you have no money, you cannot come in." Poor Hillel felt awful, thinking that he would miss even one day of learning Torah. What do you think Hillel did? He looked around and saw a window on the roof. "I know what I'll do. I'll climb up on the roof and put my ear to the window. Then I'll be able to hear my Rebbe learning Torah." It was a wintry day in Teves. Dark clouds covered the sky, and a heavy snow started to fall. While everyone was inside his house, warming himself by the fire, Hillel was lying on the roof of the yeshiva, listening with all his might to his rabbis, teaching the holy words of Torah.
Money and none.
Hillel loved learning Torah. He listened to his Rebbe's very carefully and didn't pay attention to the cold and snow. Soon the snow covered him completely. Hillel stayed on the roof that day, and even the entire cold night. Can you imagine how much he really loved to learn Hashem's Torah? In the morning, one Rebbe said to the other, "That's strange. Every other morning, the room is bright. I wonder why it is so dark today." "That's right," said the other Rebbe. "I don't ever remember the room being this dark before. Look, there's something covering the window. Let's go and see what it is." They climbed on the roof, and sure enough, there was Hillel, covered completely with snow and frozen as could be. "Oh, look," said the Rebbe. "Poor Hillel. We must take him down immediately." They quickly removed the snow and gently carried him into the yeshiva near the fire to warm up. Later, they asked him, "What made you go up on the roof, Hillel?" Hillel answered, "I had no money yesterday, and I really did not want to miss learning Torah even one day. I saw the window up there, and by putting my ear to it, I was able to hear everything that was taught." "From now on, Hillel," said the Rebbe, "anytime you want to come into the yeshiva to learn, you can come in without paying. Someone like you, who loves Torah so much, will surely grow up to be a Talmid Chacham. Of course, as we all know, Hillel became a great tzaddik and a great Talmid Chacham, just as his Rebbe's predicted."
Join us again.